It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is going to be the portion of the show that you guys think is negative, and that's okay. But there are things that happen in the game that I feel like we need to discuss, and we are not doing our job as a somewhat popular radio show if we're not talking about all the things that happened yesterday in the game. Yes, there was a lot of fun and things to laugh at. We also need to talk about some of the serious things. Let's start with number one. The Chiefs have a left tackle problem. Now, I don't think I'm telling you something that you don't know because you also watch the games. But this is the thing that's kind of surprising to me. This is the thing. The Chiefs all summer talked about there being a left tackle competition, and the Chiefs at almost every single turn told us that there wasn't a left tackle competition. Rob, how much time do you think we spent this offseason talking about the position battles and the depth on the roster and how the Chiefs were really going to have an open competition at left tackle between Wanye Morris and Kingsley Suamata'i and how this was going to be the big thing, the big storyline at camp? Well, Kingsley got all the snaps at every single turn. They avoided any form of competition at every turn. And then, like 80 minutes into the NFL season, they finally realized, oh boy, this thing's not going good at all. Maybe we made the wrong decision and we should switch. So then they switched to Wanye Morris. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, hey, Kingsley, just a young guy. It's okay, all right, I get it. That makes sense. You know, he's young, second-round pick out of BYU. All right, that's fine. Well, an injury happened yesterday. You know, Wanye was, you know, got hurt. I'm like, all right, let's see what Kingsley can do. You know, it's been a little bit of time, and, you know, he's been kind of sitting down for a little bit. Whatever happened to Kingsley Suamata'i? All right, they're going to put him out there. He was bad. I don't got the Pro Football Focus numbers in front of me. I don't even know if they're out yet, but I'm telling you, I don't need the numbers to suggest that he was a negative for the Chiefs in Sunday's matchup. I'm confused at what they saw or what they missed or what they didn't see because, I mean, he was their answer at left tackle, right? They spent a pretty significant resource to go get him, and at no point this offseason did they ever think to get any experience at left tackle. We all thought they were going to go grab Donovan Smith, right? There were certainly opportunities that you saw Kingsley play, you saw Kingsley practice, and you could have hedged your bets just a little bit. The same way you did at running back. They needed a running back when Clyde Edwards-Helaire went down for mental health reasons. They then brought in Samaje Perine. Even though they had Carson Steele, they spent more resources and time trying to replace Clyde Edwards-Helaire than they spent trying to replace Donovan Smith. It doesn't make any sense to me. They have a problem at left tackle. I don't know if I'm telling you guys something that you need to know or that you don't already know, but their left tackle situation is a little bit off. Let me tell you the other thing that appears to be just a little bit off.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm not saying that Patrick doesn't need to shoulder any of the blame related to this topic, but it also becomes pretty clear. For whatever reason, Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy are not on the same page. We are now over the halfway point in the season, and I'm telling you, they don't appear to be any closer in being on the same page today than they appeared 2 months ago. This is a wide receiver that we kind of believe Pat had a little behind the scenes in working with them. You remember that Xavier Worthy went down to Camp Patrick Mahomes and was staying with them and working out with them. They've been working out together for a while. Now, I told you guys that I'm going to be patient with Xavier Worthy, and I'm not calling him a bust. I'm not saying they drafted the wrong player or calling him a gadget player, any of those things. But we've also seen a lot of football, and we've also seen a lot of Patrick Mahomes, and I know what it's supposed to look like, and I know what it's not supposed to look like, and it's not supposed to look like that. When was the last time that you felt that Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy were on the same page?
Because that first play of the game, the first play that they ran together in the Ravens game, where he was open by 50 yards. Okay. End of list.
Yeah, that was a long time. That was 2 months ago. Now, I'm saying is we've seen a lot of Mahomes. I've seen Mahomes throw it to a lot of different receivers. We could probably go through it. You've seen Patrick Mahomes probably at this point throw it to 30 different guys. You tell me in terms of just trust, confidence, being on the same page, communication, where you would put his current relationship with Xavier Worthy. Because it feels like it's very low on the list. They're not close, it appears, to being on the same page. That throw that Patrick Mahomes had on the right side where he kind of threw it out of bounds, I've seen Patrick make that throw to almost every receiver that they've had. And just it's always just a hair off, it feels like, right now with Xavier Worthy. I don't know whose fault that is. I mean, last week they tried that deep pass on Monday Night Football, and Xavier Worthy stepped out of bounds. I mean, they are trying to get Xavier Worthy into the offense right now, and they just can't do it right now. They have really tried. It is not a lack of effort. It is not a lack of them being on the field. It's not a lack of targets. It is not any of those things. For whatever reason, where Patrick is and where Xavier Worthy is, they are on opposite sides of the aisle on this issue. I haven't seen much like it. I know, hey, second half, you saw what happened to Rashee Rice. It never felt like we were more arguing about the, why don't you try to give Rashee Rice more chances? I'm not really arguing. They should be throwing the ball more to Xavier Worthy at this point, not with what we've seen. So I know we're being positive today, and you guys hate this, and you just want 9-0. They're the best. Just talk about how they're the best. I'm not wired that way, not on this show. The two complaints I have from the game is they are bad at left tackle, and there's no way they didn't know they weren't bad at left tackle. They had to have seen it. It took some of you a half of watching Kingsley Suamata-Ia to realize they were in trouble at left tackle. They had all offseason and didn't realize it. They should have brought Donovan Smith in 4 or 5 months ago as a break in case of emergency for what they had going on at left tackle. Hopefully Wanye is fine, because if Wanye is not fine, they got to figure something out at left tackle. That kid's not ready, not for what this team is trying to do. There's a heightened sense of urgency on this season because all that matters is you winning the Super Bowl. And that kid's not good enough right now. I'm sorry. He is the worst starter currently on their team. Now, I know it's by injuries, but think of the 22 people on their roster. He is the worst one on their team, and they had to have known. And right now with Xavier Worthy, I can't explain it. It does not look like him and Mahomes are on the same page. He's always looked like he's on the same page with Juju. He's always looked like he's on the same page with certain guys. It feels like the learning curve to get Xavier Worthy into this offense is certainly a lot steeper than we thought it was going to be.
I remember we talked about this, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, with Xavier Worthy. And the text line does the text line does. They called me a hater when I said, at this point, you should hope that he hits Mecole Hardman year one numbers. It looks like they are getting further and further from on the same page as games go on. I mean, the game against the Bucks, that's a touchdown. I don't understand why he just faded out of bounds. And the game against the Broncos, I think that's on Mahomes. He's open. He just throws him out of bounds. But those two can't figure it out. And even there was a play on the far sideline in the third quarter. He just had a straight drop, hit him right in the hand. So I think as other receivers potentially come back into the fold, you know, Juju might be back soon. I know there's hope that Hollywood Brown could start practicing soon and then could be back soon. Like, if that happens, what is Xavier Worthy's role on this team? Because right now, he's not full-on Mr. Cardio, but he's more Mr. Cardio than he is anything else out there, because Mahomes doesn't trust him, and I don't know that fans trust him right now. Like, he is not progressing the way I think Chiefs fans would want him to feel. And I know we talked about this, and the text line filled up with, maybe you guys don't remember, but Rashee Rice developed late. It would stun me if Xavier Worthy's development looks like Rashee Rice from last year. Absolutely stunned me.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm at that point yet, and maybe I'm just being a little bit of an apologist for him, and I can certainly come to that point. I would say around this time is where you started to see Rashee Rice. He always had like a pretty decent floor. He get like 40 yards here, 50 yards here. Like there was a pretty decent floor, and then he just took that floor and elevated it. I mean, they've thrown it to Xavier Worthy 6 times in the last 2 games, and they have 11 yards. He has 1 catch in their last 2 yards. If you're mentioning the catch that he had against the Chargers, yes, that was a big play. Since the Chargers game, so that was in the first month of the season. That was the 4th game of the year. Since then, the Chiefs have played in 5 games. Xavier Worthy has 11 catches for 92 yards. He is averaging 8 yards a catch. Xavier Worthy is supposed to be your home run hitter. He's supposed to be your big play guy. He has given you very little in the passing game in the last 6 weeks. He has also given you nothing in the run game. He has minus 2 yards since the Chargers game. So I hear you. He got off to an incredible start, and I'm not here trying to say that the young man is a bust. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying is it is obvious that this offense needs a little bit of a jolt. Some of it is Patrick has to be more accurate down the field, no doubt. He appears to be on the same page with almost every receiver they have except one right now, and that receiver, to me, appears to be Xavier Worthy.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.